This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The federal indictment of former House Speaker Michael Madigan gives Illinois lawmakers a chance to do more on ethics reforms. But as state politics reporter Dave McKinney explains, there's little appetite at the State House right now to do it.
U.S. Attorney John Lausch made the biggest political headline in Illinois in more than a decade when he announced racketeering and bribery charges against Madigan.
The indictment accuses Madigan of leading, for nearly a decade, a criminal enterprise whose purpose was to enhance Madigan's political power and financial well-being while also generating income for his political allies and associates.
A sober-sounding federal prosecutor going after yet another Illinois politician is an all-too-common scene at Chicago's federal courthouse. But at the State House, legislators are winding down their spring session. And Democrats, like House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch, say they're equally committed to clamping down on corruption. Just maybe not now.
We know that ethics has to be taken seriously here. Corruption has to be taken seriously. And I'm proud of the work that the House of Representatives has done under my leadership as Speaker.
Neither Welch, Senate President Don Harmon, nor Governor J.B. Pritzker are floating new ethics proposals since Madigan's indictment. Instead, they're focusing on what they did last year. That's when they put restrictions on lobbyists in Commonwealth Edison, and they changed financial disclosures for lawmakers. But a top government watchdog says that's not nearly enough given the new charges against Madigan. Alisa Kaplan leads Reform for Illinois.
It's a crisis for Illinois' reputation as a state and for the confidence of Illinois residents in their government.
Kaplan has ideas for stronger ethics measures in the wake of Madigan's indictment. Things like public financing for House and Senate campaigns to reduce the influence of leaders like Madigan. Even tighter lobbyist disclosures. And more authority to the legislative inspector general who polices misconduct in the Illinois House and Senate.
Absolutely, there should be a big push for stronger ethics reform. I don't think we're seeing it.
Tom Homer was Illinois' first legislative inspector general, and multiple times he asked lawmakers to give the office more power and greater transparency. He's now calling for penalties on lawmakers who ignore conflicts of interest. And Homer has also repeatedly asked for teeth in a decades-old law that bars legislators from misconduct, because anyone who violates that law faces zero penalties. He calls that a mockery. Mostly, Homer's calls fell on deaf ears, but he hopes the Madigan indictment will change that.
At this point, I would say the legislature has totally turned its back on the issue. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe it's this case, but the time is here.
Republicans are trying to capitalize on Madigan's legal problems and are pushing their own reforms. GOP State Representative Deanne Mazzocchi of Elmhurst wants to bar politicians from using their campaign funds to pay for criminal defense lawyers. Madigan has used his campaign donations to pay more than $4 million in legal fees since 2020. But Democrats have put Mazzocchi's bill in a legislative deep freeze.
I know it's hard, but legislators need to actually accept that we need to start policing ourselves and do it in a meaningful way, because if not, we're going to continue to see more indictments, and Illinois is going to continue to be a laughingstock.
Certainly no one is laughing about the latest ethical blemish on Springfield, but time to do anything about it is ticking away. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Illinois lawmakers are scheduled to end their spring session on April 8th. This is WBEZ.